what they wear.
Decorative chicken.
Too much liquid chicken can be dangerous.
What are the problems with that associated with too much liquid chicken?
Jim Kennedy.
Well, the chickenizing of one's skin, the feathery deposits that are found in one's epigastrium, and finally, not least of all these, beakitis.
What is Whitney Houston?
Epigastrium.
Well, Whitney Houston is suffering from a
witless nuisance, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, you can be pecked to death by infuriated chickens, or you can
do it
the easy
way. Hey, wait,
there's
something serious.
They'll jump on you.
TV.
Okay,
that looks very serious.
Hey, we interrupt this program to bring you a horrible one.
Now that's the 10 o'clock news.
In it. Larger than anything you can imagine. Deeper than the hole in Bob Dole's
skull. Their daily values. And don't drink that odd wallet.
What's this, a mad woman, you say?
It's a cottage cheese day.
Cottage cheese style.
Four
for a dollar. Tibetan apples, the lost cottage cheese, and fill all fruit with ripeness and color.
Only with pineapple.
Swirl the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet bread.
Oh, thank you.
Dole is pineapple.
The hole in Bob Dole's soul.
So sweet.
Yes.
Juicy.
You know when he was saving our bacon back in the 1940s in a foxhole somewhere in Bob Dole began his political career.
Newts are edible.
As an adjunct to the Senate Banking Committee on Capitol Hill, Bob Dole pushed through important legislation.
Have you ever run over a
your wallet? And mine. Ever run over a squishy snake that was slumbering on the road? Yes. And I want to tell you, Bill Clinton is a liberal.
Liberal. No. They both suck. Should I pick jerk number one or jerk number two? I really don't understand it, but this girl is going to vote for Dole. And I thought she was cool.
You know, I'm going to vote for Bob Dole.
Just because,
you know.
Bob Dole.
And then
why not?
It really, you know, it showed me the truth.
You know how they asked Clinton what kind of underwear he wore? Well, you know, Bob Dole was on MTV, and they said, Mr. Dole, what kind of underwear do you wear, boxers or briefs? And Dole said, Deep end.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, in the deep end of life. So Bob Dole splashes in the congressional waiting pool.
Poor Bob Dole. Don't you think that the media is really hard on him?
The media is all full of liberals.
Desert Trail.
Oh, thank you very much.
What a brilliant campaign strategy. First, attack the people.
Wait,
the voters.
Where are you going?
Then attack the press who has to report you. And well, you know, Bob Dole is really an inspired campaigner.
We're alone in all of this.
Alone and silent by the dying fire, Bob Dole goes over his for a healthy economy.
Yeah.
For locking up all the electoral votes.
Yeah.
It's Bob Dole by a lead. By a nose, by hair, by a thin film of epidermis. Old Bob Dole. He's tanned, rested, and ready. He still has one mission to fly for his generation. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, still he must carry on. And Bob Dole provides leadership. You just tell Bob Dole where he wants, where you want to be led, and he'll lead you. Yep, that's right. This is terrifying. Who would have thought we went so far into Bob Dole's subconscious?
Oh, God.
Yes, it's not a pretty sight. It's awesome, awe-inspiring. Savage, reactionary fury. Well, did you see any sea creatures? A giant octopi, krakens, mermaids, giant raccoons?
Giant octopi,
Lord of the Labyrinth.
And what about the giant raccoons of Raccoon Strait?
Let this upon my very body.
The huge subterranean circling prehistoric shark, Carcharodon megalodon.
Help me, Doctor. Help my daughter. Can you help
And the icky, sticky sperm whale.
What do you want?
The giant crabs of the Sargassum Sea.
What do you want? And here it is.
all lined up together and slavering, clicking their claws as a fragile vessel passes between Scylla and Charybdis through the Symphlegades onto the land of Colchis, where the golden fleece is found. Only to do battle with Argus of the Hundred Eyed and the warriors of the teeth of somebody or other. The dragon's teeth, actually. Now, I wouldn't ask you folks to try this at home, but this is not an ordinary program. We dare to go boldly where others hang back. May be somewhat painful at first, but afterwards you'll appreciate the trouble we took. Remember, safety first, fun second, learn something third. That's all we ask for ourselves. It should be all you ask for. So give us a call at 848-APFA in the 510 area code. 8-4-4-4-2-1. Yeah, there's some drunk outside yelling, but we're not going to worry about that. We are here. We're ready to take your call and answer your question. Just state your question clearly and succinctly. In 25 words or less, state your short question. The question is, what's the difference between the duck? The answer is, more it spins the bus. We hope this is enlightening you. We hope this was the answer you were seeking. Why don't we go up and enjoy an olive-sized spider in the,
As Blandon.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Well, all right, we'll make that olive-sized spider scamper all over our radio. You know, a woman's battle against a cockroach resulted in a series of mishaps that landed her husband in the hospital with burns, two broken ribs, and a cracked pelvis. Upon first seeing the cockroach in her living room, the woman stomped the insect, threw it into the toilet, and sprayed an entire can of insecticide into the bowl. Moments later, her husband returned from work, went into the bathroom, and sat on the toilet and lit up a cigarette. When he finished smoking, he tossed the butt into the bowl, igniting the insecticide fumes and burning his sensitive parts. Paramedics, carrying the man down the steps, asked how he received his burns. His story caused them to laugh, and they accidentally dropped him, causing him to roll down the stairs, smashing and crunching his bones, causing further injury. All because of that little cockroach named Chester. Hey, calm down. Learn to live with each other.
Those roomy slippers, my dear. Hand them over. You don't need them.
That's right, Virgil.
The fact is that they were only ruby slippers in the movie. They're actually silver slippers.
Oh, I take it back. It was feeling pretty good just for a second. Yeah? Is that so? Bummer, man. Hell, all right. Enough of this frippery and
proppery. I'll do anything.
Dear friends, let's get down to business. Business with a Z. The business of religion, by gobs, and praise that man, Bob. He really is a man. The business of religion is business. For Tim Baker told me so. You namby-bamby, twinkle-toed, communist, pink boy, Bobby Non-Fletcher. And you there, Mr. Oh, I'm a good, sub-genius liar. Ye who dasted to pledge last time but didn't send the money. It's because of you, Rudy Poots. It's because of you, Mr. and Mrs. Bob will still love me even if I rip him off. And your stupid nose-picking brat, little Bob, will still love me even if I rip him off, Junior. Now, I don't know what you think we're running here. Do you think this is some kind of a charity where we selflessly bring you, as we do, the worst of the word of Bob and the best from lesser world messiahs and weirdos? Do you think we spend our Sundays queuing and censoring these tapes because we love you? Go kid yourself. We do it for the one true reason that Bob said was right. We do it, nay, not even for Bob, but for ourselves. Because we're totally enthralled by the sounds of our own voices. Because that brings us slack. And if you happen to have gained some slack, siphoned some off from us, you might say, why then that's crazy. And we aren't going to try to get you to pledge because it, quote, helps Bob, unquote. He don't need no help from the likes of you sinners there. You shouldn't pledge either because it's the only way the whole station can keep cranking out these weird and thrilling signals. And you shouldn't pledge because you think the money will go into our pockets. And I truly wish it did, my friend. I truly wish it did. And you certainly shouldn't need to pledge just to make yourself feel good about yourself. No, sir. No, sirree, Bob. No, sir, ma'am. You should pledge because we told you to. Well, just because you listeners happen to be some of that 5% of the population that might have enough brains to appreciate the intricate cutting, the thematic development, that ironic, beautifully ironic juxtaposition, and the otherwise unhearable music and ranting that we offer in Bob's sweet name. But just because you happen to identify in some way with the whole general gestalt, you can look that up, of the subgenius philosophy, but just because the show makes you recall that you actually do perhaps have a peer group and are not totally alone in an island of self-pity, just because This show, in short, gives you enough slack to just barely slug it out through yet another week of senseless toil and humiliation on your pathetic day job. None of those are reason enough to donate money. Nay, nay, nay! The reason you should donate is because if you don't, we will kill you! Somehow, I don't know how, but this time, I, me, Reverend Ivan Stang, am one paid-off preacher. I have had enough of your sitting around, immaculating yourself, and patting yourself on the back because you're so cool, Venus, I'm genius. And I am ashamed that Bob's chosen people cannot make as good a showing in the collection plate being passed around right now, and you can't put as much in that collection plate as in that whole slew of cockamamie weirdos who made more money than us last pledge drive on this station. It makes me sick. You are not subjugus as yet. You are pukes. You are maggots. You are the lowest form of industrial bilge belching forth from the smokestacks of your oppressors, whose boots you so eagerly lick with your silly tongue. And if you do not immediately call in a pledge, I will personally, somehow or another, rip off your ears and vomit down your auditory canal. I will seriously, narrowly cash and slowly liver. I will, with utmost pleasure, push the button that blows your mind, as well as your house and your CD collections, all the way to Planet X. Let me ask you something. Let me just ask you. What are you going to do come next day when the wrath of Bob and his father, Jehovah One, rain down fire and terror and pain and death from their flying saucers, eh? You going to be hiding in a liquor bottle come next day? You're going to have your nose buried in a comic book? You're going to be hiding out at a concert? Oh, you can run. Oh, yeah. You can run, boy. You can run, boy. But you cannot hide from Bob. You might be able to shamefacedly turn away when you see old Reverend Stan coming down the street. Oh, yeah. You can maybe pretend you don't recognize Willa Dobbs when he collars you at that video rental store and asks where your pledge money is. Uh-huh, sure. But you cannot hide from the fiery wrath popping and sizzling out sparks of the lightning of his wrath from that mighty pipe. I don't care if your name is Mother Teresa, George Bush, or Sodomy Hussein. If J.R. Bob Dobbs hadn't seen your money, then you are still pink in his eyes. Pink, pink, pink. I don't care if you have purchased every damn piece of church teaching, books, tapes, pamphlets, t-shirts, and secret decoder rings in the whole subgenius catalog. If you don't pledge to this nation, then you are lost in perdition. But just as surely as that moronic jock next door to you who abuses women, tells race jokes, votes for your worst enemy, kill Paul McCartney's first solo album. You might as well be just like
the religion of a conscientious person.
Be in the same sinking boat,
I'm just watching this guy rant and talks and talks.
It sounds like the screaming of wild beasts.
It's a show, I think, on the radio.
Once again, giving away secrets about Atlantis. These are not easily come by, and yet some people think that they are to be blabbed to the four corners of the world, not considering how dangerous the possession of these secrets was to the original Atlantis. Why do we wish to unleash them again upon our suffering globe? By Cthulhu, some of these people haven't got the sense of a sprout. They would be satisfied if trees gave forth lizards and frogs instead of fruit, or if flowers exuded the aroma of a sweating horse.
Riding on the field of the show.
Indwelling.
And now, in the chair.
It's morning, and the dew is settling on your little unwashed brain.
Like a little buttercup.
And the show is going to
cleanse it for you.
Yep, here we go.
Washing away. Scrubbing and scrubbing.
Washing my baby
with
back.
Bubble action. The show scrubs your mind.
With millions of scrubbling bubbles. Dimey fingers telling you to let go.
Shuffling and gruffling across your mind, your brain pan.
Wriggling and giggling like a thousand squiggling eels. And snorting and sporting about in the fields of the Lord. We are as happy as elves and as cheerful as leprechauns. Hopping over the hollyhocks and...
Oh, all of that. You tickle my feet.
You tickle me fancy.
Please stand in the retina scan imaging security bay.
Oh, not again.
Eyes forward, please.
This is ridiculous. This does no good at all.
They're so intrusive.
You know, I find this to be a grotesque abuse. Personal
those are electric rays.
I demand to see whoever's behind
what's this? I have no memory.
RSI system engaged.
Two of Hitler's most
I'm reeling drunkenly backwards. As luck would have it, I hit my head on the corner of the table.
Oh, that looks like
the doctor
really
looked down and laughed derisively. The pamphlet stuck between my thumb and forefinger. I begged for mercy.
Well, that's all right.
I found his gaze to be ridiculously intrusive. Beyond that,
people have no manners. They'll just stare at
me. Like a regular any other morning.
Yes, just like insect larvae that serve as an indicator of water quality. You can still find my reports, which remain the baseline for water resource planning in southeastern Pennsylvania.
You're lying about stacks and stacks.
Special
reckless
correspondence.
What's the term for when you can't keep your hands off your
sex and real estate? The Dr. Howland Owl.
You can't see Dr. Howell's
genitalia.
Genitalia.
Backup plan.
There is no backup plan except for the one that we stand on top of Mars.
We have retrofitting on top of the retrofitting, so
that
nothing.
Retrofitting and fritting
but
is frittering and frittering
can
away.
Go warm.
Printing and printing. I'm here for a cleansing. Did any of you have a cleansing for me today?
After the brushing,
yes,
the
this
cleansing.
This brain pan scrubbing will be puny in comparison to the one that you're going to get.
I
prefer to lose it the biochemical way.
I'm waiting for it.
We'll put your brain in that drawer, that metal drawer over there.
And will it be shining full chrome bullets?
Hook these wires up to it.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You don't want it to get dry.
Oh, no.
So
no,
we'll sprinkle some of this water across the...
Oh, those little sprinkles. They're just like the ones found on Hostess Twinkie.
It's not to electrify instead of cleanse.
Yes, these are always fresh.
Hmm.
They're never stored in the basement of your local... convenience mart, because the folks at Hostess
so
just don't make them
so fresh, so fully packed,
so full of oomph and vest and zesty,
so full of oomph. And now, for a limited time only, for a trial period in your local Rocket Ride convenience marts and others, you can get free oomph
and little flags and toys for the kids.
These have been flagged as toys for the kids with small parts, which, if ingested, may cause choking, spasmodic convulsions.
And mind cleansing beyond any child's belief.
The mind-shattering warp of diet root beer will be employed, but only in the case of the necessity for crowd control. So come on in, have fun, but remember, safety first.
And sit in that chair, buckle up, and wait for your concept injection.
We're going to tell you about America's greatest generals.
And then we're
going
to protest for cake.
Once we've put these concepts into your skull, fear not if your skull expands into the size of a mammoth.
There was general torpor, general confusion, and of course...
Those pulse-pounding...
Admiral Hazard.
8 days of campaigning
dynamos.
In Europe during 1944 and 1945, the 3rd United States Army moved faster and farther... killed or captured more of the enemy and liberated more cities, towns, and villages than any other army in the history of warfare.
The history of the world.
George S. Patton, Jr.
Is that not beautiful?
Yes, old blood and guts, they called him. And the trajectory of his life contributed to his destiny.
Hey, that was your dream last night.
That was one general. There were plenty of other generals.
But how many dreams did you have?
It was General William Westmoreland.
All of your dreams are about generals, is that correct?
Only generally. Specifically, my dreams range over land and sea, post o'er land and ocean without rest.
Do you find your dreams to be a place that you can relax in the bosom of Morpheus?
Look, it's Bob.
Well, I always hope to.
Our ceaseless pain generator that you can't escape.
Yes, it's just very solemn there as we meet under the pavilion. As you can see by this footage, Philo's in his bathrobe.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bathrobe. Yeah.
Yes, that is a bathrobe.
Is that an alien in the hot tub?
Those are pink shoes he's wearing.
A polka dot vest.
Look what happened to the trees.
Yes, the trees gave forth sweet ecstasy.
Polka dot vest. Wait a minute, what song did that come from?
Well, it came from many an ancient
I remember that,
song.
A polka dot vest and man, oh man.
Ten shoes with pink shoelaces. Big Panama with the purple hat, man.
Man, where did that song come from? I can't heard
from
that in a long time.
From the depths of the ancient
Dr. Howell dredged that out of my memory
I
with
dredged
a tiny
it
little
up from
word
memories
phrase.
Well. Well, do you remember one that's 25 cents for an autographed picture, $1 bill for a fan club card, and if you send in right away, you get a lock of hair from a St. Bernard?
No, I don't remember that one.
It was an anti-Beatles song after the Beatles had come out.
My lock of hair smelled like booze.
You see, you weren't getting a lock of hair from Ringo.
Maybe you did have a St. Bernard.
You were getting
then.
One from a St. Bernard.
One of those ones that had the cask around his neck, so the booze sort of seeped out onto his
yes,
hairy
the
parts.
Yes, noble hound that comes to the rescue of the traveler, half frozen in the snow.
Remember that,
still clutching
remember that St. Bernard
of ice
on topper
with a strange
name.
Device. Excelsior.
That's one hell of a name for a dog.
How?
St. Bernard's name.
No, the dog's name wasn't Topper.
Yes, that's right. The Topper was Roland.
Neil.
Young, right?
The dog's name was Neil.
Neil.
Everyone always said
Neil,
I had a dog.
Roll over. Sit down. Now kneel again. Now
he belonged to George and Marion Kirby. No, he didn't. He did in his ghost world, but he was the dog that didn't save him from their death, I believe.
Because yeah, it was a ghostly dog, right?
His name was Neil. He was a St. Bernard, and he carried a cask, and he was always drunk. He liked to sip on his own little carrying cask there.
I waited to have my first beer when the show started. That's
well, I hope that did something for you, son, because, you know, sometimes self-denial is more trippy than anything else.
Leo G. Carroll.
Hey, break me off a piece of that self-denial, man.
Leo G. Carroll is Topper, as Cosmo Topper.
With gods.
Get your bunk acid.
And here's the muses in a ring. I, round about Jove's altar, sing. That comes from not eating anything.
We talked about that once.
So, you know, Cosmo Topper, you knew as Leo G. Carroll, but earlier than that, he was played by Roland Young in the movies.
In the movie?
Roland yeah. Young.
Roland Young played Mr.
Mr. George McWhirter Fotheringay, but
yeah, that's the one.
He also played.
Get down, you'll get a slice.
He played Uriah Heep in David Copperfield.
Here's your slice of
Uriah Heep versus Topper. Uriah Heep's in the car wreck.
Well, he was Topper, but
he wakes
these
up.
Taste
and he's
great,
and he's Jimmy Stewart. And the
well,
angel
well,
shows
where's
up.
The one where Cary Grant?
Mind-altering effects are permanent.
Oh yeah,
there's only one side effect.
I want to be that kind
of this meal.
Debonair ghost.
Hunger.
Or Bell Book and Candle. There you've got Kim Novak as a reconstituted witch. And
this food would be a lot better if it made my stomach feel like it was filling up.
It's ghost food, and it will never fill your stomach.
Worse
all
than taste
the grapes
and no
of
weight.
Tantalus. And it may contain phenylalanine.
So sad.
What happened?
So what happened with the
What happened to our special cadre of visitors who are headed this way? They were trampled in the tunnel. They're not going to be,
I got to you just as you hung up, little teeny weeny caller.
Well, let's focus in with the micro lens on this micro caller.
Incy bincy tiny weeny incy. Wait, how does that song go?
Wait, hold on.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Yellow polka dotted collar.
That she wore for the first time today.
Oh my God, that collar has yellow polka dots. We need to get to a doctor right away.
The bikini was yellow, but it had polka dots on it, which were of a black or dark brown sepia color. It's just not possible to make this distinction with the metric necessity of the line of the song, so it was necessarily compressed into itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini of particular interest.
And sold to us like a bill of goods.
Well, that was just everyone accepted it in those days. There was no questioning. It was just a phenomenon. It was just there. And then the followers, the American followers, came to his Mexican compound as security guards. And once the threat to kill him became more than rumor. And the assault on his house just months before he was finally assassinated, in which he narrowly escaped. But finally, Stang didn't have a charmed life. The final years, it's part of the 6-hour PBS special, which is going to be coming up next year with incredible special effects. This is a little excerpt from it here where
One of Stang's ideas is taking a bath.
He's walking
polka dot bath.
In the bathtub here.
Full of bikinis.
Those are his faithful followers at X-Day.
So it's hundreds and thousands of bikinis.
And they're chirping and their shrill high voices.
Moving as if they're alive. And they're in the window as you drive up Fifth Street.
And they're fine.
By yourself, driving up there.
Very drilling.
He flang up his arm and wove and crunk up and clum in and driv off.
Wait a minute.
He clum up there to the top.
And the arduous heights of fame.
Whoa. And then he clum down. Clum all the way down.
Into
with his thumb in his bum, he clum and clum.
Is this a church secret?
I think
it's a church. Special church. For your eyes only document.
We should have a tiny little film festival over at where you were Tuesday.
X Festival Day.
For the tiny little church air.
Yeah.
Hair
could
inside
be,
my nose.
Air is going to be a rare commodity one of these days.
We're running out of everything.
Yes. I mean, the Earth's air supply is going to dwindle.
Mm-hmm. Darn.
So true. So true.
Because of air stocks.
So true.
Is it possible to manufacture artificial
spiders? You think you're
going to
want water? We'll be using the water to make air.
Well, we won't have enough water either.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
The lack of air will be even more
serious.
We'll
have one swallow of water left.
I'll use
one lung full of air.
Rooted nucleotides.
What are we going to do?
Create more water.
We'll create
more air.
What will we do? As a people,
how can we be
what would
on
we
the
do
air
as a people?
There's no air to be on.
I can use my own DNA.
In fact, when we're on the air, what air are we actually on? Are we on like
which
this?
Which air are you talking about?
The amber air. Waves. The airwaves.
Air,
the air
church
waves.
Air tour.
The free yellow polka dot San Francisco Bay Area air.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's calling the show. I don't know who they are, but they're cool. I can't
they're
get
calling. Their little light
I
is
hear
blinking.
Them. I see their light blinking.
You know, spiders do produce silk by mixing proteins under certain conditions. And it's difficult to replicate this process. So if you want spider silk, you have to get it from a spider. That's my opinion. Now, what is it, my boy? What can we do for you?
Your spider talk.
Yes, they do talk. It's not generally known. It's difficult to pick up their tiny voices, which come from the other side of them, not from the front end or from the dorsal side. So the voice is muffled in any case.
Yeah.
Now, we can't make spider silk as effectively as the eight-legged beasts.
Why do you
yes, indeed. But You see, a spider's silk gland is a very efficient chemical factory.
It's just making fun of people.
Inside its glands,
how you doing there?
The spider stores a mixture of liquid proteins, which it's able to transform into the light, strong fibers as she spews them into the air. They harden it and become, they take on the nature of the spider silk.
This is just weird.
With its incredible tensile strength and great beauty. Yes, it is a beautiful fabric. And it is possible to use it to make stockings for young ladies, which are of exquisite metallic silver. Well, yes, the church exists here to help you. We're bringing you what you need in the middle of the night and trying to tell you something in the process so you may understand that it's necessary to go extreme distances to achieve extreme results. Not everything is right there for the
asking. You're making fun of that collar, Dr. Hal.
I'm trying to explain that the slack that this caller is seeking should not be achieved by something extraordinary, but by a simple pleasure.
This
like
is the
a
third
Mrs.
time
Smith's
I've
pie
asked for a relief pitcher to come
worth
in here.
Dying for.
Doesn't the show director even care?
Other systems for organizing time have been used throughout ancient and more recent history.
Don't try to make fun of me.
Now, our weeks are 7 days long, but the ancient Egyptian week was ten days long.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
How does that work?
Well, they only have
it does. The Assyrian week only had 5 days.
But they only have like 20 days a month or something.
And in fairly recent history, after in the French Revolution, when they created the metric system and they unmade everything, they abandoned weeks altogether and divided months into 3 10-day periods called décades.
There they are now.
Décades.
But, of course, Napoleon threw that out the window in 1806.
There it goes.
We hope this has been useful to
this
you
has been
and provided
useful information.
Slack and lightheaded fun here on
provided by Dr. Hal on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Yes,
you now have
my
the
course in sex and real estate will
all the questions on your test.
Solve your problems.
Your English test.
Personal and private.
Yeah, and social
this Thursday.
History and air.
Oh, no, that was
everything.
Next Thursday.
Behind the curtain of the James Monroe administration. Say there was something interesting that came out today, actually, about how this general was demoted and disbarred for the Cambodia bombing under Nixon, but Nixon had actually ordered it and knew he was taking the fall and knew tapes, which they were playing on the TV of Nixon, saying, well, you're really going to feel sorry for the guy.
You're going to be
but
so sad.
He and Kissinger is also there, you know, say, very unfortunate, Mr. President. And they just railroad this guy, you know, and the tapes are right there. So that popped up. More Nixon fun this very day.
This is what we need. Re-election time is to dredge up that
always
old
have Nixon to kick
all
around.
All that pain again.
All that Dick Nixon.
Go back through that pain just before
Nixon,
the election.
Nixon, for God's sake.
Jeez,
you know. Hey, you know that stick in Alexandria and a stick in Syene? How many times?
Come on, drop us a line, you...
Yeah, we got a record.
Crazy folks.
We were like independent records.
More things that you can think about that nobody can express are traveling through your mind right now at the speed of thought. Call the Subgenius Hotline at 1-510-848-4425, where our Subgenius ministers will be awaiting your call.
Is that east of the Rockies?
East
with
of
anecdotes
the Rockies.
And oddities of everyone from Socrates to Caesar.
You can call 1.
We'll entertain you in the finest fashion.
848-4425.
Scandalous gossip, bawdy jokes, peculiar facts, and bad behavior.
Listen to Dr. Howe. Describe,
yes, I'll describe
crazy aspects
all.
Of intimately strange
aspect
things.
Over elbows of the most mysterious.
Your elbow is way past you in the free food line.
Or written about. Very strange.
Be careful. His elbows contain
peculiar,
sharp weapons.
Unusual things.
Ready to slash out.
to lash out from overstimulation.
A better spot in the reception globe.
This guy thinks he's doing show on the show.
He's doing his own show over there.
Oh, okay.
He's doing his own little show over by the Tiki
his
Torches.
World.
That's
see
him.
See it unfold.
Yes, behold it unfold. What worlds or what vast regions hath the immortal mind that hath forsook her mansion in this...
It's like a TV set inside of a TV set inside of a TV set inside of a TV set.
And of those demons that are found in fire, air, flood, or underground, whose power hath true consent with planet or with element.
Oh, man.
Wow, Sven Sen from...
Old enemy state.
It came from Vietnam?
That, huh?
Why he there?
I think that's his vacation land. That's his playland of...
Well, they exhibit McCain's like captured flight suit over there.
McCain went to see it. He got really mad.
Vietnam Museum. And the captured hardware and wreckage. Boy, sounds like lots of fun.
I would go.
And then I would have something to tweet about in my life.
So see, Crash
he
McCain's...
He needs a tweet subject.
Do we need...
We're looking at a Twitter site where we just ask for good Twitter updates.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then rate them endlessly. Rate
the
all
bird is rent the
them
word.
And rate them
endlessly. Four stars for that, and no stars for that one.
Well,
incredibly
what about
talented
that?
Nobodies will share
East Asian divide.
These little speakers got teeny.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. The ideas got smaller. KPFA.
You don't need with the ideas becoming more and more efficient and this new idea compression technology.
Yeah,
you can get your ideas down into smaller and smaller, but more robust. Exhaustively expansive packages that will, as you see
caller,
them,
that's you.
They
that's
will
your
show
cue.
Their package.
You're the relentlessly
you.
Expansive package.
Yes,
our new band.
And your package on your
looking
own
good
time.
There. This tell us about your package, caller.
Jack Bunston, your party person.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
I think that
earwax
might be the visitor to Uncle Ho's land.
Is he trying to talk about the junk? Oh,
not sound like he was... Speaking in the censored version.
We'll find out in a minute if jellyfish are drinkable, but let's listen in.
Here we go.
Sure they are. They sting all the way down.
Jellyfish are drinkable after they've been blenderized.
He is breaking up because I think the Chinese authorities are trying to...
Well, if somebody had given you $1 million, you probably would be breaking up by now, too.
I'm breaking up with the world. There, he's trying to yell. Yes, I did. I got the postcard. It's right here. We're looking at it.
We're looking at the postcard.
Here.
Philo,
we're really impressed.
You've got stuff coming out of your ears.
Just look at that. It's wax or something?
You know, the fun part is you're underneath the Chinese censorship blanket.
There is no censorship, China. You lie,
G.I. Well, now, let's not
you lie,
get G.I. excited about all this.
Well, he's just scared me.
As he cracked the pistol across your face.
Murray
slugged you in the face. Pistol whipped you once again.
To put an end to this economic hegemony coming from the East.
Hey, what happened to Big Confucius Throwdown?
I thought you were
Uncle
Ho
said, show come in loud and clear. We play over loudspeaker.
I think he's referring
24/7 to POWs.
To Elitist X Day.
Yes, it has taken place.
So you come through, man.
Ceremonies and obsequies.
You show them to GI.
We did our usual symbolic razzmatazz.
It's been a good week for underknowledge over here. There's a new report, get this, Mongolian Nazi. We now have real outer Mongolian Nazis who do the goose step out in Ulaanbaatar for no good reason.
Excellent, excellent.
Stepping after those geese, eh?
Just getting ready to try to, they figure they can go through this indoctrination, they'll be able to withstand the subgenius indoctrination next.
There is no truth to the rumor that Mongolian Nazis are guarding a cave in the Gobi Desert that leads to the Hollow Earth where you know
Yeah, but we know where that cave is over there. You know, there are more openings to that inner world than are generally realized. Yeah. And now there's one in Mongolia, you say,
And it's protected.
Swampland in Antarctica as is well documented.
And in our own land of the United States, the lower 48, the Mammoth Caves of Kentucky are said to be.
And there's that one passage down there going up in Bubba John's lawn there. Comes out the backyard.
The secret warren of tunnels beneath the Atlantic Ocean.
Billy Bill gets in there with
the entire ecosystem down there. Strange beast.
Billy Bill and Billy John and Bubba John get back in there and they're all wallering around. A bunch of wallering pig hogs.
Google video
with the squiggling and the squealing and the wiggling.
All right, now, let's play fair. No getting below the belt. Coming out to
like
shake hands.
A bunch of old hogs. Hogs out there. A wallering and a squalling.
Regardez les grands cochons qui
This here on KPFA 94.1 and KPFE 89.3 and KFCF 88.1 and KPFA.org.
On the internet.
What kind of farm is using those kind of letters? That's
a kind of a funny farm, if you
will. Sayonara and Sachin from this side of the Pacific.
Yes,
farewell.
Good luck and farewell, and continue on your mighty outreach endeavors.
Keep broadcasting for Bob.
I can tell you that when they're slashing your face off, you'll be glad that you had this packed under your belt.
He's fighting the Chinese authorities. They're trying to pull him out of the payphone. Oh, there he goes.
He's been already sheltered for too long. He'll be deprogrammed so easily, it'll render his mind into a jelly-like substance. It'll just roll out his ears.
Underestimate his basic resilience.
Well, we know they all go.
Whatever
even the best
want.
Of us.
Double it.
Of them.
Us.
Them.
You know, it's quite possible that rival groups could endanger each other. I think it's fairly clear that Gigantopithecus was exterminated by Peking Man and other crimes.
You squeeze it real
go
hard
into
right there.
The
squirt out the
remote.
Word Bob.
Yes, just as we know, flowers are so many different colors because of the supreme architecture in the universe. The coexistence
you know, this time of night,
pollinators,
the kind
insects,
of people that
birds,
listen to the show
bats,
this time of night are non-conformists.
The bright colors of the
just like people who have SUVs don't like themselves.
A kind of sex
happy
organ.
And married.
No, they
have
hate themselves. People in SUVs.
Male organ or stamen transfers
every
the
one of them.
Pollen or seed.
Republicans.
Come on, everybody who owns SUV down the stairs.
The female organ.
Republicans who hate the world.
Which contain eggs.
Only one of destroy it for their kids.
The pollinator simply is the agent of transferal of the germ.
That's why the church is here, is to give hope to slackless weirdos.
You can take it from
can't
me.
Fit into
this
any other
is
group.
An appropriate and evolutionary relationship.
Strictly confidential. We don't let the word go out except through these very narrow outreach ministries such as this radio show.
But the information.
But there are helpful or hindering forces in our own interactions in this realm. Something that a subgenius should recognize.
But are you sure you know what's real? Can you tell if this radio in front of you is real? Or is this just a
reach
computer?
Out, touch it. Stroke it lightly with your fingertips.
Out the show from. Like a mighty river streaming forth over an infinitely high precipice as the water cascades into rivulets and streams flowing.
Our hills
mind.
And seas and streams dispeopled of their dreams, their waters turned to blood, their dews to tears.
Put it away.
And why do magnetars matter?
And if you're
why
not
do
a
they magnetar?
Well, you
why
know,
aren't you awake?
Why do they magnetars
they
matter?
It depends on how many there are. Just how many magnetars are out there could have surprising implications here on Earth. You see, more magnetars mean more gamma ray bursts than previously estimated.
What about a magnetard?
I have said like many times that...
It's like a leotard that hangs onto your skin with a magnet.
A gamma ray burst could wipe out all life on Earth. And the more magnetars, the more likelihood that there will be one. So that is a possibility with potentially dangerous
consequences. Oh, Dr. Hal, here's another postcard for you this time.
A postcard for me?
To the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Well, hand it over, Hal. Let's take a look at it.
It says, Dear Dr. Hal.
Hey, I'll read my own
postcard. Where's my father?
Signed, Junior.
Gimme dat ting. Why, some wiseacre? Why, I oughta.
Why, yeah, yeah.
They can't prove a thing.
That looks, doesn't look like you, the guy with the beard.
No, that was sort not of, me. That's some imposter. It's ridiculous. Why, you know, people...
But why would they be asking you? Maybe it's because they asked Dr. House.
Yes,
that's why they're asking you.
That doesn't mean dump everything on Dr. Hal.
Where's my father? That's a good question.
That's true.
But I'm going to ask you that next time I go to the ask Dr. Hal show. I'm going to say,
from the depths of outer space with a giant gamma ray burst. This could strip the ozone layer from Earth and lead to mass extinctions of animal life. A gamma ray burst from a magnetar might have caused mass extinctions in the past. And locating these dangerous magnetars
Mellow
one day
bowl,
be a matter of survival.
Mellow bowl.
I would respectfully suggest, Dr. Hal, that gamma ray bursts have occurred near the Earth throughout geologic time.
Yes.
Albeit
gamma ray burst.
And sometimes with malign effects. But on the other hand, there are good effects.
But nothing important ever happened without a human watching it.
Certain key heavy elements might have formed in the neutron-rich winds that are blown off young, pulsating magnetars.
These neutron winds are known as bummers.
But they don't sterilize the Earth.
Bummers manifest generate the heavy elements, maintain the gas pressure of the galaxy, and trigger the formation of new stars.
Of course, we have geomagnetic reversals. Those must be very significant when they happen.
You know, there was just a massive explosion on the sun, and they say it may make atmosphere kind of non-receptive to broadcast for a few days.
But massive explosions don't go on the sun. The sun doesn't affect anything on Earth, Dr. Hal.
I watched that flare. I have a telescope with a proper...
How'd it look?
A brilliant tendril, and there's a sunspot so dark it looked like
thousands
a planet was transiting across the sun.
Amazing.
Round, very dark, the inner part anyway. But along the edges, these prominences, these tendrils of glowing plasma were flung away. You could every 20 minutes or so, you could see a change in them if you look at it and look away and then look again.
Now, of course, this travels more slowly than the actual light, the actual sight of it. So we are able to see it before it gets here. And
this transcends even regular light.
As
this,
it hits the upper atmosphere, it helps
in the electromagnetic
the valuable
spectrum.
Ozone
that affects
layer.
Our upper atmosphere. It takes a day and a half or 2 days or something like that to reach it. A good deal slower than light itself.
This visible part of the spectrum is one that is popular amongst you.
On the other hand, the light travel time, I think, is like 8.5 minutes.
At least 10 simple
and then kablooey.
Between us and the sun.
We round those minutes up to 8.56.
So if that sun were to disappear right now, it would be 8.5 minutes before we knew about it.
Exactly. So isn't that interesting? 8.5 light minutes away.
That's weird.
That equals 93 million miles. But really,
however, there's
at the speed of light.
A curious numerical coincidence that could lend somebody to suspect the divine designer behind the universe. Not that I believe that, but this is a weird coincidence that it takes light 1,000 seconds to traverse the diameter of the Earth's orbit.
And found that the moon and the sun appear to be exactly the same size from the Earth, so that
that would be another divine manifestation.
Yes, it is. Difficult to explain that one. Well, we hope that it'll all somehow become hashed out once the exists arrive and impart their higher knowledge to subgeniuses.
What a strange thing.
Individuals.
You mean because it's even like that?
Yes, because it's 93 million miles. But double that is 186 million, which is, you know, 1,000 times 186,000 miles a second that light travels.
Yeah.
It's just a strange cosmic coincidence.
But that's also, it's also because you've been, you've rounded that as well.
Well, not that
rounded
much.
The shoulders.
Yeah, oh, not that much. But if it had come in at like 963, you wouldn't even been thinking about it.
We'd see a little bit. No, it's pretty
close. You wouldn't think.
9.whatever%, you know. Right, maybe in that neighborhood.
It's not exactly 1,000.
Oh, no, it's not exactly. It's in the neighborhood, the ballpark. It's going to be a little bit off when you look at it. You saw it on a computer screen.
Yeah, because it's not exactly 186,000 miles even per second. There's three
other
digits.
That in itself is a rounded-off figure.
Right, that's what I mean. There's three other digits there.
Oh, yeah.
The speed of light.
182,
yeah.
There you go. Now we have
there
the actual
go.
Figure.
186, 282, and then there's some other digits on past that.
3, doubles 12.
I've only memorized pi to 3.14159. That's plenty good for me.
That's good enough, man.
Yeah, that does it.
Any pi that's that size. Any pi that's that size is like a circle to me.
They've just reached a new threshold in calculating the number of decimal places of pi. I forget how many trillions.
This is computer augmented, of course.
Of course. Reams of paper, whole bookshelves of volumes that would be just pi volume.
Yeah, well, they did work out Fermat's theorem, famous theorem, just in the last so and so many years. You know, that one was one that was
pretty close.
They had used other mathematical concepts to approximate where they thought the where it would end up, but they actually had worked the formula out to umpteen jillion points or whatever. Umpteen and jillion.
They had
two of the most descriptive
gods.
People remember up to seven digits.
If you go over there, pi
is 3.1457.
You were over there when?
Does the point count?
A month ago. Now
is it digit?
I was.
No.
Now they have a 7-day calendar like everybody else.
I was there at the hottest time of the year, and I had some wonderful temples basically to myself.
Oh, that's good.
I took lots of pictures. We went out of the way.
Did you pose and get somebody to take a picture of you?
Yes, actually. But the weird thing was I saw literally hundreds of AK-47s that all kinds of
uniformed
people were carrying all over the place.
Don't you hate it when you go to a foreign country and all the tourists are carrying weapons like that?
The movie missing
all the tourists. No,
they're dressed up like soldiers and they're carrying
weapons.
These
are the locals. We
went through areas where you needed a permit. We got a special permit to go to the outer lands where people used to be getting killed by Muslim fanatics. And
they don't get killed so much
just
anymore.
Just as long as they're used
to.
Well, in a little while, they'll be replaced by drug smuggling fanatics.
Car stops.
Smug drugglers.
Smug drugglers.
AK-47s, and there's also some that are squatting behind these metal partitions, the little glass.
No squatting behind the partition.
In the middle. And apparently, there's a lot of hesitation to. Anyway, Dendara is one of the places along that route. It's the greatest temple in the world as far as being in a magical place suggesting the ancient world. It's the most complete, well-preserved temple in Egypt.
Did you see any
arcade
like mummies
of pillars
or anything there that wandering around, staggering around?
I saw people sleeping in the baking heat. It was very hot. It was over 100 degrees.
And they were just lying.
The guards were asleep.
When people sleep there, they get
automatic. It's the only thing you can do to survive. You have to slow down your body functions to a point of where you can
Oh, wow.
The Valley of the Kings was brutally hot, but it was spectacular. There was an out-of-the-way temple there that had a lot of painted decorations left.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Cosmos.
But it's not
like
in the direct sun.
Do you feel like an animal sweating in the sun like that?
We
just
had
sweating.
King Tut's tomb to myself, basically.
Was it cool inside the tomb?
Yes, it was. It was actually
78 degrees.
Filthy, where the Great Pyramid is. It's the most, it's disgracefully filthy with camel dung, broken glass, cigarette butts, detritus, and garbage of every imaginable type, crushed cans and
in
bottle.
The tomb? It was like that in the tomb?
No, outside
it was all over
the Valley of the...
Everywhere you walked in the, within a couple of miles of the pyramid complex, it was covered. I took a sample of sand home from the vicinity of the Great Pyramid, but it took quite a bit of looking to find something that wouldn't have been a health hazard or a disgusting mess.
They don't put a big premium on that stuff.
Camel dung, that odor's coming through. Camel dung is real dung and nothing else.
Very well maintained. It was just the Giza plateau that they let go.
That was on All Fair Dues, right?
Right now, make it camel dung.
Didn't hear you.
In All Fair Dunes.
Have a camel.
Yeah, it's there's a bunch of people that'll. Don't get on those camel riders. They'll want to pick up a lot of money.
Riders
to camel
in
ride.
The sky.
One guy was taken out for like maybe a half hour, and they wouldn't let him off the camel until he paid like $200 U.S.
God, you have to pay to get off the camel.
Because they had. The help is required, and they can. That is a good point.
So, what kind of new conspiracy theories did you discover?
What happens if you just jump off? And
they have dromedaries,
if you're athletic enough, that's fine. But they would probably go after.
Yeah.
They might whistle and have their buddies come over.
So, did you discover any new gods or goddesses while you were there, shuffling around in the caves? And
I got views that I think were as good as anybody's ever gotten, including with like fisheye lenses and stuff. I captured the whole environment around me. And
so, have you posted these on your website yet?
On my Facebook page.
Okay.
One or two of you are friends, so you can check that out.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
Friends.
Facebook.
Yeah, we've been all friended and
befriended.
Facebook friends.
Standardized friends. But if you got to get your red and cyan glasses.
I think we need to do a Friends of
for
the Puzzling Evidence show.
I took
Facebook
a lot of stereo
page.
Pairs.
I think it's already on the internet.
I love stereo pairs. I'm glad I got
these stuff.
Stereo apples, stereo plums. You know, Puzzling Evidence won the coveted Bobby Award in 2010 for the best subgenius presence on the internet.
Yeah.
Puzzling Evidence.
Check in
channel.
And say hello, everybody, and take care. And
okay, you too. Thanks for stopping by, Suicide Man.
Yes. Pleasure to be back.
Thanks for stopping by,
all right.
Subgenius.
Glad you're back, too, from your travels afar. Into the tombs of Egypt, where he had strange relations with the mummies.
Into the sinister, sacred, and sealed valley of Hadoth by the Nile. The halls of Anubis, Lord of the Dead.
He worshipped
the jackal-headed steward.
Jackal-headed steward of death there.
And it's curious that when you come to the end of the wall, there is no way through. It is a wall, but the inscription definitely says the door is there.
Where's the door? Where's the confounded ridge?
There is a door, but the way to find this door is too terrible for most people. A living sacrifice must be performed. That is to say, you'll get there by leaving the bowls of blood in the evening for the bats to descend and drink. But then,
and how do you provide these blood bowls, Dr. Howe?
You have to bring them. You know, any occultist knows that ghosts
you can't just
like
bleed
to drink
into
blood,
them there.
Including God. God is kind of the chief ghost. That's why God in the Old Testament
you can bring
also
pig
brings blood.
Blood. pig blood.
When they go in ancient Greece, when they go to hell, they
but
bring
you can't
the
use vegan
blood down.
Blood.
They put it down on the ground, and they can see the blood sort of
unless it's the blood of a vegan.
It's being drunk by the ghosts, and then this helps the ghosts to materialize and to look
the Holy
like they
Ghost.
Did in life. No, the Holy Ghost is not even a human.
Oh no,
it's more like some kind of a bird. They call it the parakeet.
They do, but we call it the Holy Ghost. The ghost is with the most.
The descent of the dove. The parakeet.
Wee,
the
white ghost.
I couldn't do it without you, Dobbs said. I need you boys to go on, carry the message of the show.
Isn't that heartening that Dobbs needs us? Oh, the wonder of it all that God... I mean, Dobbs needs me to do his dirty
work. That made that caller laugh so hard.
He was just a guffaw.
He's a laughing so hard, he can barely hang on to his lung.
What a good
there goes his lung. Here, stuff it back in there. That's nasty.
Where's doctor? Huh?
Put that back in there. You're not supposed to get dirt on your lung like
no,
that.
No, that's not good because it's impossible to clean it off. So
yeah, it's like an
get it back in there.
And wash it off with this combination of water and a clean saline solution.
Then you're ready for the Sherry Lunghi Film Festival. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. That really
he's
got
swallowing it back down.
Whoa,
there.
That's whole show right
me.
There.
Me? What? Me, Barry? Not me, he said. Swallowing
the
and replacing his lung in his formerly
conducted by
ensconced.
Alfred Newman.
Never to be this
these are Alfred Newman cookies.
Again.
Yes, Newman is a new man.
And salads.
Salud.
Frozen food.
Burn your salad.
Inside the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. And the bagpipers are getting ready to play. You know, in our regiment, there was a man named Donald McDermott. He was wounded at the front. And they put him in a ward with the 18 wounded Englishmen in it. And Charlie comes in and says, well, Donald, looks like you're probably not going to make it through the night. Is there anything we can do for you? Sure, and it is, Chaplain, says McDonald. I'd like to hear the pipes are playing.
You'd
one
like to have
time.
That pipe. You've been hanging
well,
on to that pipe
says
for way
the Charlie,
too long.
We'll see what we can do. And so the next night he comes into the ward. And
he said, shut up, Pink Boy.
How did McDonald do during the night?
He did fine, except for
that
pipe
McDonald's all right,
again.
Says the orderly, but the 18 wounded Englishmen are dead.
That's what you get for these new doctors. These new doctors and their new techniques. They have 100% effectiveness.
100% failure.
How about a CD compilation?
Yeah.
But we don't judge them on the merit alone. We judge them on how well they comb their hair.
Judge not, lest ye be
you don't wash
judged.
Some UFOs are bitter. Bitter.
Others are sweet to the taste. And exquisitely delicious.
If you can get up close enough to taste them.
To lick them.
You gotta lick the side.
Yellow.
Lick the red hot side of the space vehicle.
Let the UFO cool off before you try to lick the side.
Yeah, right, exactly. That was the point I was
making. Tell the GHB they put in those things.
Your tongue might stick to it if it gets cold enough.
Yes, your eyes might
but you'll be able to hear the voice of Jehovah One himself speaking out.
Do you think that happens anymore?
With your tongue connected, yeah, it causes that vibration to be able to
I thought
penetrate
all miraculous
the shell in at least 57% of the cases.
No more miracles.
And at least 22% of the cases, the tongue was able to be removed later.
Well, that's good because you should always take your tongue out of where it doesn't belong. And if you see your neighbor carrying
see that goat over there? There's a diamond protruding from its anal passage.
And don't go mistaken paradise for that home across the road.
Oh, well, it's beautiful, though. You don't look anywhere else but just at the diamond.
The diamond.
These are the diamonds that can be found in the
doorway. These are the diamonds of the week.
In the doorway. But are they blood diamonds?
They are. Blood diamonds.
There's only 3 days.
These are illegal blood diamonds.
The Bluten diamonds.
You must not take them.
The diamond is a ship, me lads, for Greenland she is
Why
bound.
Why do you guys do this every
and
week?
The captain, he has
show out there that people can't stand it. They don't want somehow
the
or another. They can't resist
orders to save the wife. Where the sun
I knew that man's not Dobbs for what he was. Just a man, a mighty man of Dobbs.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Someone could tell you with, like, the biggest secret there is. And you just, you could just completely ignore it, you know, because you just keep on babbling and stuff.
So cheer up, me
That's
lad.
What happens on the show.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I hear you, bro, but like you can learn
well,
so much
from
people.
Because you say what you can and uphold traditional family values, but
no,
sometimes the stark fist of removal has a finger in your nostril and you can't hold on because it's kicking around. Scrape your brain pan. It manipulates every tiny move by using that finger of control in your third nostril. He's opened up.
Easy
manipulating it
for the devil. Or Satan and his imps. Satan who goes wandering about like an angry lion.
But it's like you said, caller, it's a crooked
devour.
And perverse nation.
He had a crooked cat and a little crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a little crooked residential hotel.
Say what you want to. You could grab the devil by the neck and shake him till he's just going...
And say, devil, bother me no more. Devil, fly away home, devil. Yeah, sure.
Wait, that's not the devil.
That.
That's your brother.
Too late. He ain't heavy. He's the devil. And it's not the devil you don't know, but the devil you do know who wants to borrow money and do all other inconvenient things. Here we see the jeweled palace found only on private land in the gated community of Burpelstein. Many rich people live on these grounds. We're going to visit some of them. And
yes,
ask
how can I help
for
you?
A large donation to our cause.
No problem. Here you go. I'm
wow,
here's
thanks
a, large
a lot, Mr.
Penny.
You're made of
this
gold.
This penny is 3 feet in diameter. It's the
it
largest
sure is the biggest
penny
one I've ever
made.
Seen, and I want to tell you I've...
And we're going to donate it to your church.
Oh, I thought you have donated
you
it.
You wanted a large penny,
well,
a
it's
large
It's ours,
donation.
Actually. You said you... I mean, you already have. Yeah, so, there you go. We'll just roll it away, and I suppose this copper and zinc has some value, and so thank you very much. Now I'm a believer in monetary liquidity and fluid transfer. This giant penny will be our fortune and support the Home for Slackless Children.
I'm believing Bob and stupid suckers. X Day, yay!
Yeah, X Day is over. Why are we going on about X Day?
Oh, because it's coming up.
What's
I mean, it's only about a year before X Day now.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go to that one, right?
Well,
sure, I will.
You might have missed the last fun one, but.
Yeah, I know. I heard it's, Yeah, that's true. But you want to go anyway, even though it's not fun.
That was the worst X Day ever.
Not fun.
Which one? That one?
Yeah, but it was also the best X Day ever.
Man, this is so confusing. Well, how do you keep up with this stuff?
We don't even try anymore. Which Jesus is which would be like something that they would ask in the last generation.
It was
generation.
The age of reason. It was the age of enlightenment. It was the age of despair.
What is it? Which is it?
It's just the age of age.
Oh, okay, this is the age of
age.
Ages.
Before beauty. Now,
Mama.
Each one of you sub-geniuses is going to have to get in line and wait for your special blessing from Pastor Stang. And I, Dr. Hallendowell, stand behind to do the catching. Hey, how come you weren't at that one, Philo, that ceremony?
Which one was that?
The baptism.
You
where
know,
we
I
have
just,
to
I
submerge
got...
everybody.
I'm not much for like swimming. Getting all wet like that with a bunch of people in a tub is
necessary. But you see, Stang jumps them and I catch them. All right. Well, that's certainly understandable. We can't have the
shy
mummy like nature becoming unglued. The paper mache.
I don't like the shrinkage that I get.
Yes.
Bob of my
heart. And it's Bob's nightclub, too. You know, everybody loves that place. They come there after hours. All the cats hang out there.
Whatever it is.
You know, something I think it's sad is when an Aesop genius comes in and they finally realize that everything they've ever been taught before is wrong.
Well, but if they have the flexibility
and now they're
to
in the church
appreciate
and
it,
find out the true
maybe
stuff.
It's not too late for them.
The secret stuff that the Masons
redo
and the Rosicrucians used to promise.
In the light of new revealed knowledge, Church of the Subdini.
Secret esoteric knowledge that you can only know once you join the church.
Yes, but fortunately we have a lot of ding-futzers and contraptoids, so you just turn them on and set them up, and they'll re-educate you while you sleep at night in your armchair. You'll learn about the
those
rural
poor
tarsals,
machines that keep going and going since the
contemporaries
40s and
ancient
50s,
life forms,
tracking out their code.
Whoa!
Here they go.
It's a funny
you can dance along, but do it quietly. Here, my feet. Here's your feet. No, those are my feet.
Now, I was walking through the woods, and I came on this little sign in the middle of nowhere, and it said, I kid you not, U.S. fee area. What does that mean? I have to whip out my wallet, and I'm in the middle of the forest.
And you have to pay a U.S. fee. This is where you pay your U.S. fee.
To whom do you pay it?
Goes to the U.S.
Yeah, but who do you give it to?
United States.
Yeah, but there's nobody there to take it, is my point. It's supposed to pay, but...
There's the ground.
The United States is there.
You give it to the... You're on the United States.
Throw your money on the ground for the government?
Yes. I always do. When it's time to give to the United States, man.
Reach down into your wallet.
Dig down deep and dredge it up. Everything you got. Go ahead. Keep dredging. I see some more stuff in those pockets.
Oh, this is terrible. I don't know how I'm going to pay for groceries.
Who cares about it? It's the U.S. fee area.
Well, dog my
somewhere
case.
Around this
now,
area.
Yes, now I know.
Start feeing up.
Now, that money you can Stark take with you. That's the money that someone else left.
This is. It says on this wrapper, Kankakee, Illinois. It
says U.S.
Republic
free
of Kankakee,
area.
Illinois.
Oh, it's... Free from the government? Free stuff
area.
From the government?
Free from
the U.S. free.
Things.
You're free from the U.S. here.
Free at last. Good God Almighty.
Here's a mule.
And 40 acres. And oysters, too.
And 40. A pot.
And some raisins.
Uh-huh.
And
70
a chicken.
Raisins.
There's a chicken there.
Oh, yes. That, you know, and the
and
trick
no
of
taxes.
Picking chickens.
And mail is free.
Yes, that's right.
And you get per diem every day from God.
You know, but it takes a while to get into those fields of the Lord. You have to put in an application.
So step into the lounge. Let's cruise.
For about
waiting for your God check to show up.
Waiting for your God-given check.
You can kill time in the process.
You might
kill
as well.
Well, we don't call
it
that here.
Kill it.
Kill
you
it,
know,
God world.
You slay time, metaphorically.
Time is here to kill for no other reason
you,
than just for the killing.
Wipe
of it.
Your bloody blade upon Time's beard while he lies there with his
springs. You can wipe it on Time's
pendulum
posterior.
Disintegrating, his clockwork rusting.
Time's jiggling, shiny
in the distance,
buttock.
Now I hear Time's winged nightshirt fluttering near.
Here, knock Time in the face with this club
the
of destiny.
The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace.
Now time cares
everybody
not
ready
for
Burning Man.
Time
yeah, we'll get them ready. Start playing the techno music.
Music. Yeah,
play six techno music
at once.
And all different
and
even
play some dubstep and rave at the same time.
Like great antiquity, America lay buried
so
in a thousand
this
years.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And a large part of the earth is still in
morning,
the earth.
Morning, man.
Today morning in the man. Chronicle, there was a feature about Marsha Crosby and the Center Camp Cafe on the in the date book page. A picture of Marsha, too, looking very fetching.
Did they say they weren't going to let Davy Normal hang his stuff up in there?
Like Davy Normal's having a big exhibit at Burning Man this year. After 2000, when we did the Secrets of Uranus, now he's coming back.
What he wants to do is something they were going to let him do in the central camp, and now they're not going to.
Well, now I don't know how you managed to hear that. Are you looking at your little thing? No, you're not. You know what I'd like to know is, where's Raygun Rocket Ship
going
to take off?
I saw Davy Normal this weekend.
Oh, really?
At his house.
How's he doing?
I spoke to him.
Yes? Why were you over there, I may ask?
We went to Stinson Beach.
Oh, well, you didn't stint on anything.
And we were at the beach.
And you saw the sun on the beach.
Actually, the closest beach to us is Muir Beach.
Well, you didn't get immured in that.
By the time I got there, it was foggy. I couldn't see. It was between them or us, the gorillas or the gorillas.
I couldn't figure. The gorillas or the demons?
The Marxists or the Groucho Marxists or the...
The Trotskyites or the Turkey Trotskyites?
Yeah,
so, the
John Locke's or the Lokis.
The Ray Gun rocket ship is going to be launched tomorrow, and it should be a most entertaining thing to
And where's
attend.
That going
to
happen?
That's the question. I can't figure it out, but if you do use the search words Ray Gun rocket ship, then you would probably find an announcement. Unless it's
I think I'm going to be going to Sequoia National Park.
Tomorrow night you're going to?
I might.
Yeah. All right. So
maybe
much
tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe
today
someone
afternoon.
Else would be interested in going to see the launch, which I saw on the plier.
I want to see a giant tree.
Oh. I think that I shall never see
I had a dream about
a giant lovely as a tree.
You hate to what?
I had a dream about a giant woman that carried me upstairs.
Attacked of the 50-foot
really?
Woman.
A giant woman that
That's
carried you upstairs?
A little too much a woman. Even the Daryl Hannah version.
For some weird reason, it's my source of wisdom now.
Yes.
Is this giant woman?
Well, no, it's just there is a part of me that somehow connects easier with something that is pretty.
Yeah, I understand
pretty
that.
Pretty big, you mean?
Well, she was a big, beautiful, giant woman.
They call her a big girl. Yeah, that's true.
So are you still in the fantasy of this giant woman, or did she actually disappear when you woke up? Or?
You see, what you can do is ignore that this is to have nothing in it.
Uh-oh, when you ignore those giant women leering at you, you're in trouble.
Rusted by a giant woman.
They don't leer at you if they're carrying you upstairs. They're holding you like a little baby, and
if you are
close
having
to their
trouble
breasts,
with
their massive breasts,
giant leering women, which only you can see, this is a serious problem. You remember that part of the Fellini movie about
right.
the giant Anita Ekberg? Well, anyway.
There was this one with a bunch of naked chicks in the bathtub. From what I remember, that's my very selective memory, by the way.
You need a big bathtub.
Something
for that.
About a bathtub with a bunch of naked chicks is what you remember.
No, actually, we had that in our at 671 Alcatraz when somebody else lived there. Just before I lived there, was a guy had a big old waterbed frame, and in it were probably 150 chicks, little naked chicks running around. Some of them died, and they all had little ping pong balls tied to one leg. So they were 150 tiny little prisoner chicks running.
How sad.
Jack T. Chick. And,
sad.
It was an art
I bet
thing.
You all
it's
those
okay
chicks are
art.
Dead now. Everyone of them.
They would be anyway by now, no matter how successful they were.
But it was pretty impressive, and the noise alone was.
I just wanted to say that, you know, coincidental
the
or not, all
peeping.
Of them are dead now.
All of them.
So
all of
is this
all
a
them.
Is this a coincidence or conspiracy? That's all I have to say.
It's right? The conspiracy of time.
See, time waits for no man or chick.
Even Jack T. Chick.
The kind of
grounded,
you know,
uh-huh.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you hear a lot about libertarianism these days, but I'm thinking I have a new government I want to start called librarianism.
Oh,
and we've designed the government to work on the Dewey Decimal System. And we just file everything like they do at the library.
Wouldn't that be cool? Science would rule.
And we would library science, and the boss of the whole country would be the librarian.
No, I mean, I totally agree. And you know what else? Like, every thing that every insane person in every, insane asylum actually keeps it on record. And really, the most insane thing comes back without trying to qualify if it's good or if it makes sense or not. And then, the things that repeat themselves across the line or across a different kind of place.
Now, I don't see how that is any different than today's reality.
No, but I tell you how it's different, because then there are people who are somehow more true to themselves, and they hear voices and they tell
They're true to themselves because they don't make any pretense about being insane.
That's exactly right. Because they don't even realize it many times. It's just our labels that...
That reminds me of a great movie called The King of Hearts. Did you ever see that one with Alan Bates? He plays a soldier that enters a town to meet... He's supposed to have a rendezvous there with some other soldiers.
He has to go into town to find the bomb.
The bomb.
Which is in the giant blockhouse.
And he doesn't know that all of the people in the town are actually...
Well, no, all the people in the town have left, and the people who are... He's looking at the insane asylum people.
Yeah, are all the escapees of the insane
asylum. So he thinks they're the towns when he wakes up, yeah.
That is a hilarious movie. It's great. What a classic. It's like... But the town... The insane people are much more sane than the sane people are.
I've heard that said, but I'm not sure I believe it.
What comes to my mind is, what we're confused about is we never know when people lie or when they tell us the truth, right?
So not anymore. We used to when we were perceptive enough to apply a certain standard of expectation on the truth.
I said that half the time you question even the closest people closest to you, whether they really mean what they say. And it's not because they are trying to manipulate you. It's just because they try to be nice and they don't want to hurt your feelings. But there is a certain amount of strength in you to really...
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes, I agree with you.
There's never... I'd rather have somebody that... most of the people that cause problems are people trying to help somebody. There's many more problems caused by people just innocently trying to help somebody than those who are, by intent, maliciously trying to hurt somebody.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. However...
The laws of unintended consequences.
But you see, there is a certain amount of intelligence that is really required to really understand what the other person needs. So I say, just take it fucking... take it easy. If you see someone hungry, just give him something so he can eat. And don't create all this philosophy around it of why you're going to help him or why you're not going to help him, right?
But that doesn't answer the question, a lot of questions.
No, I mean, you said...
A lot of questions on how the male-handling robots...
What else can we provide?
Of Saturn.
Can sell out.
Intelligence, and you have good intentions. I trust you, brother. And you're my brother when you have those two. If you have good intentions and some intelligence, I trust that you will not put me in the middle of a
wrong
in the middle of a
trap. You must have taken the feel-good coffee.
That must be it, because
I agree with you, sir.
Considerable volubility. But
here,
take
some of these gumback stickers and stick them up all around
that,
you.
That Saturnian moon has an atmosphere that's thicker than our atmosphere down
and
here.
And people will be out there at Burning Man.
I thought that the statement that caller was making was so appropriate to the music that you were playing.
Yeah, because I was adjacent. It was in the dentist's office in my mind.
Now, what was
and
it?
I was just talking to the guy next to me.
I felt good about it, though.
But what you were saying
myself.
About Burning Man there, I
just that
you have good intentions, but what do you get now? It's the U.S. of A. It's just nothing.
Nothing. You can ride on the 26th.
Dobbstown, man. You go to Dobbstown.
You can come home from the city before midnight on BART. That's not nothing.
Haven't you seen the map, though? We carved out a hunk of America that belongs to us that, you know, we don't recognize the same way that the United States recognizes.
And there's nothing good about that. There's no good intention.
But there's no bad intention. It's just necessity. Of the,
that's right.
And you know what they say about necessity and motherhood and all that.
Yes, the Queen of Kings.
Oh. Arise, ye of little and no faith. Strive not. Nobody striving.
Giant striving. Women.
Let's not get into that giant women thing again. It's already.
I like the giant women thing. It was a good theme, but you're right. It's been overworked and stretched beyond, far beyond its conceptual boundaries.
But the thing is, if you were to live with a giant woman, you realize that her skin would be like rough, and you'd be craving for a woman of your size. Or
it reminds me of every. Have you ever noticed
that? Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Every Rob Schneider movie, he has a giant woman in it. Have you noticed that?
He's a very tiny man.
Not familiar with his oeuvre.
Because he's a very tiny man, so he's got these giant women in every one of his movies. It's amazing. One suit, too, so he can also use that one joke over and over and over again.
Like SNL.
More like Lester Gass, the Midnight Misogynist.
And smells
our
alley.
Put your weed in there, man.
God, there's so many strains. Like,
I wanted to say for the record that I really enjoy you and I somehow feel like I connected with you guys.
You do, man. You do connect with us because you're up this late at night and nobody does that. You're calling the show. That's active caller. An active caller is an active listener.
And there's nothing about it's like getting up at 2 a.m. It's a bad intention.
No, it's only for good.
Right.
Nobody gets up at 2 a.m. just
only
to do
good happens
bad.
When you stop feeding the polar.
And you know, let's drop the whole good intention, bad intention thing. I just really wanted to hear the voice. But talking to me. And both of you have voices that will entertain. And perhaps this is my last night when I sleep in my car while not having my place to stay. But I will enjoy and cherish this moment forever, probably.
Well, that's
we're glad we could help be that part of that moment,
yeah,
too.
That works out well for you.
Because that's the way we feel about the way this show is really supposed to do. It's supposed to connect that way with the people.
So don't stop, please, be sarcastic and be putting the cold shower on any kind of hot-headed person saying big things. Because we're all in it together.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
all over everything.
We do that. We put a cold shower on everything.
We are the great men.
It's like our cold showerness is sort of like our trademark in one sense.
Now, when you're feeling
here's
the
waiting
effects
around
of a cold shower,
in the
what are you
shower
doing?
Because the sink is stopped up. We're waiting in the shower.
Oh, we are now.
Harris?
Stopped up again in the sink. Well, that's unfortunate. I had nothing to do with it. You know,
we like to have all the callers in there with us because
scrubbing away.
The caller is the active form of a listener. One that actually takes action.
Yeah, action callers.
And dials that mighty number.
848-4425.
In the 510 area code. Call now. Tell us what you think. We'll tell you what we think.
Endlessly, here on the show.
It's the beginning of...
we'll tell you something without thinking.
Yep, constantly. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You only hear 2 hours a week, of course, but we're talking all the time. Thinking.
And we'll think something without telling.
Galaxy. Yes.
Thinking all the time. For you.
The listener. And the caller. But the caller first, because we pay homage to the fact that the caller
is awake and calling.
And active, taking action.
Active.
People of action.
I'm sleep calling. I'm not awake. It is the time for the action.
But yeah, that was it. That was the action caller theme. That's action. All you get.
We're just hanging out in the
yeah,
there's a party
the,
back here.
We're
yeah.
going to think about going to eat donuts tonight.
You guys want some cold cuts here? Like, look, I got some.
Yeah, I've got some.
Those
yeah.
are
really
cold.
Old, yeah, yeah. Old,
try this macaroni salad. It's really good.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think it's
I'm
like,
up, guys. Thank you for talking.
It's almost 5 a.m.
See,
when you're listening.
Hey, Pete.
Call in anytime.
Anytime.
It'll free you with the binding spirits.
There'll always be a subgenius pastor there to hear your words.
He said, peace out, man.
He said, receive your heart.
Yeah, he's heating himself over a little peak fire.
Oh, Pete the caller.
No, it wasn't Pete Goldie. Anyway.
Well, we have those other two callers. Who are our other two callers?
He's carrying giant chunks of
one of them is like regular caller. That one guy sounds like regular caller.
Regular or premium?
Regular caller.
What about martyr caller? He never calls anymore.
Or fantasy caller.
What happened to fantasy caller? Or little caller. What a,
you know,
little caller
you know
said
who
she
Facebook
was
going to call. Oh, geez. Early caller from Fresno. What is her name? In the era of fantasy caller. Now, customer assistance.
Customer service.
Customer service, yeah.
Yeah.
She's on Facebook.
She is?
Yeah, but she probably doesn't listen to the show anymore.
Is she still customer
she
service?
She's far off, huh?
I don't know. Maybe not.
No longer cares to hang out with our kind.
Follow thy epop who smileth and whose image is given life in thine own image.
Yes.
He shall make of thee preseers, soul trotters, erect war bringers, bringers of the white root of the immaculation.
Uh-oh.
Code masters, more realists, and underwise. Ye X-Men are the very tools of wrath. Arch fools of the unknowable, thou art meta-primates who may splice time. If thou darest.
I never met a primate who could splice time.
I've never met a primate I could depend on to do anything with time. Very successfully.
I tell time what to do every day.
So walk around looking at stuff, not knowing what to pick up or not, just shuffling endlessly.
Everybody shuffle off to Buffalo.
Picking up books, flipping through them.
So much to do, so little
parts,
time.
Trying to skip, read fast.
Getting the view from space.
Scratching things,
the parts of your body, the appendages on your body you didn't even know were there last night. And now they're
know,
like
it's
twice as long
really
as they were yesterday.
With yourself.
You haven't even identified what it is, what kind of matter that is.
Or you can
regular
continue to deprive yourself to just make you sure that...
Squamous matter, if it's actually adipose tissue of some kind, just hanging off like some undifferentiated... massive.
Well, that's what happens, and maybe it'll tighten up someday. Or maybe you'll go to the special clinic of the special Sawbones, who specializes in plastic surgery and other disorders.
There was bound to be one.
You have to keep that turkey neck from wobbling and
the street's normal height.
Depending in a giant dewlap beneath your aging, wrinkled skull. Yes, it's, you're a giant dewlap. You have to keep that from lapping on your shoulder.
That's like a Dunlop, too, right?
Well, it's sort of rubbery.
Like when your belt's too
not
tight
firm
and your belly Dunlopped over it.
Oh. Really hate that. Well, what are you going to do? If you can't
you're going to have to loosen
really
your belt.
City Hall.
Loosen your belt or buy some larger pants.
How about a pair of bell bottoms?
Scientists agree. Today, there's been a consensus in science. Everyone agrees that Earth's time is very short.
Well, I know that. It meets all these other supplementary political debates.
Yeah,
seem
we're,
so
we're almost
yeah,
done.
We're about done.
So beside the point, when you consider that...
We're going to be checking out here in a little while.
Disaster
getting
heading
close to the
Earth.
End of the show.
It's great that... you know, now same-sex couples can get married, but that's not going to stop us from losing our atmosphere and our water and all of that.
Well, we don't need that stuff anymore.
Well, somebody will have it, and that'll be your richest and most powerful people.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
Pills. Look what it's done.
K. can't get the U.S. to stop burning coal, can't get the Chinese to stop, and they do it more than we do. And by carbonating the oceans, we acidify them.
Yeah, we're still
without
doing
the plankton, we
yeah,
won't have half
show.
The air in our atmosphere. That's something that nobody is worried
nobody
about.
What's that? Why aren't we worried?
Not only will we not have water, we'll not have air, and there will be intense heat.
If we're not worried, somebody's not doing their job. Why aren't we worried? We should be worried. We should be worried sick right now.
Remember, gamma ray bursts could wipe out all life.
Asteroids, volcanoes, tsunamis.
Volcanoes, earthquakes, ill-fitting orthopedic shoes,
razor burn,
many disasters.
A lot of things that we really don't worry about. We're not worrying hard enough about. I don't see enough people panicking yet. That proves to me that we've made our point. It's dangerous not to fear at the levels that we don't fear. There's got to be some way we can generate some more angst, some more just fear of life itself. But it's getting late here on the show. We've got to pack up the projectors.
Later than you think. Make your peace with whatever gods you believe in, while the wave of oblivion is rolling toward you even now.
We're going to blow. The sun's going to blow up in a couple of days.
That already happened.
But oh, yeah, that happened.
But matter from the sun's photosphere is traveling toward the Earth now. Will reach us on Tuesday.
If you just go to www.catastrophedujour.com, you can find the things that you're supposed to worry about today and know how much worry to invest in them.
Connect exactly. And correlate.
That's put great the story they came up with that new measurement of worrying.
Don't wait for the authorities to hand you their version. You can make up your mind on your own. It's not difficult.
We've got a top 10 list of things that'll make you wake up in the middle of the night screaming in a sweat-filled
horror. It'll make you head for the nearest worm farm.
Turn on the radio. I express my wife.
So, go to bed at night with the 7 subgenius principles nestled firmly against your sternum. With subgenius thought guiding your every action, marionette-like, you can't go wrong. And you'll be ready for the new world that will surely come when the pleasure saucers of the sex goddesses arrive on X-Day to lift off all believing subgeniuses who have sent their $30 to our headquarters.
Oh, I thought it was...
Oh,
I mean, you can still get on if you've got a pamphlet.
Careful.
If you have pamphlet number one...
You can get on. It's like the secret way to get on without $30.
Yeah, the saucers will come looking for you. You won't have to go to the landing area.
But they're going
to
put you in the bilge tanks. You get to ride over there like in the bilge tanks.
Well, now who's spreading fear? So, who's spreading fearfulness now? Talking about insufficient accommodations on the saucers. I've got my
It's only a dollar. It was only a dollar. It's a good deal.
You know, you don't always have to do things through channels. They will provide for you. Don't worry about it. That's not going to be your chief worry.
Yes, just don't worry. Please don't worry.
Let others worry. We know that our path is made smooth.
You can't worry all the time. You've got to have fear in your heart. You've got too much worry in there.
How's the fear going to fit? For us, we have a feeling of ease, relaxation, and fatuous contentment.
And so we'll be back next week, right?
You said a mouthful.
On the Puzzling Evidence Chum. Show.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Badminton, anyone?
Yeah.
Before and then... It's gonna be
heavy. You thought we were gone. You thought we were out of here.
It was over.
We're still here. We're still here. The microphone is still on. It's still on. Yippee.
Never back tracing.
See, we scared the caller.
Yeah.
He thought we were gone. He was angry. We were gone. By himself.
Oh, it's me. I'm twisting in the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they left me. Hanging here like a ghost on a hangman's noose.
By the telephone cord.
Just fizzling out.
Like a needle.
The halt.
holographic image. And they unplug the machine.
This is the end part. They're really sad.
Dr. Hal has left the building.
The little submarine of the show.
Or so you thought.
Looks at all the little swimming guys there from the ship they sank.
Oh, no. It's time to go.